Leon County's Soil and Water Conservation District is an elected office of 5 volunteer supervisors. Created in 1937 as part of the New Deal, Soil and Water Conservation Districts originally represented small-scale farms by reporting soil and water needs to the government. Today, the groups primarily act as environmental advocates and educators. Current board member Tabitha Frazier says the group gets no money from the government, which speaks to the dedication those seeking the job have.
Requires people that are self-motivated, that really care, and want to do stuff on their own.
The office raises funds entirely through grants. That money goes toward educational endeavors, like a student poster contest on crop pollination or the group's annual Envirothon, a high school competition where students brainstorm solutions to environmental issues. But some candidates in the race, like Ryan Truchelet, hope to reestablish the advisory relationship between the district and local government.
You know, it's a board where citizens can become involved in local government and advise the City and County Commission on a number of local environmental issues. And I think that it's important that it serves as an environmental conscience for the City and County Commission.
Truchelet's rival for the district's fourth seat is Brian Lee, Director of Research and Policy at Rethink Energy Florida Education. Other candidates are incumbent board member Stan Peacock, running for re-election in seat 2, and his rival William Helmich. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.